You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
So this hoi was a response to the sort of growing tension around OT, or Ōrangi Tamariki's control and uplifting of our tamariki. And that was really came to a boiling point when Newsroom released their story around that young mum in Hawke's Bay about a month ago. The hoi was about bringing everybody together who had an interest in this area, really talk through the idea that Whānau Ora, the agency itself, would set up a review panel, an inquiry panel, to really look at the practices of Ōrangi Tamariki.
The hui in itself was organised by Whānau Ora, and was it specifically to discuss those terms of inquiry with everybody that they wanted to speak to in regards to those? But was there also a space for discussion beyond an inquiry?
The hui itself was, yes, to discuss the terms of reference for the panel, but there was lots of discussion beyond that about the future. What does our future look like? Do we look at trying to fit ourselves into a colonisation system that pervades all of New Zealand? Or do we think about a system that really meets the needs of us as whānau hapū iwi, in terms of that we take a very strong position around, you know, we know best what's good for our tamariki, we know what whānau centred care looks like, we also know how to find those whānau within the wider whānau group to look after tamariki who are being hurt and wounded by our own people. So it is really, I think the difficulty that we have with OT is that their ability to uplift, to determine what happens to our tamariki, tamariki mokopuna, is very powerful, and in whatever space it looks like, they have the overriding power in this country. We don't. So the conversations were very widespread, but in particular we were really looking at the power of OT, their practices, and also then look discussing, and this is a beginning discussion, about and how do we want to manage that? How do we express an action to Ōrangi Tiritanga? Because there is no one out there better than Māori themselves to look after their children. And the state, you know, the state have abused our children. They have a high number of our tamariki in state care, and yet they keep casting a lens on whānau and our babies to justify what they're doing currently under their own legislation.
Because this is not a new issue. This is something that has been going on forever. And what came after the release of this documentary was, what was it? Was it that the rest of the country kind of opened up their eyes and was like, oh, this is happening?
I think it's an interesting paradox that happens in this country, and it is we can become numb to something as critical as this take is right now, but you have media always signalling in on Māori children and the abuse that's encountered within whānau. So you have a very complex machinery that assures that, you know, yes, the state are doing the right thing, supposedly, because the media started telling all these stories. What the media isn't telling is the story of Ōrangi Tamariki practices, and I think that was critical in that Newsroom story, was that you saw those practices, and not just Ōrangi Tamariki, you saw the system across a number of agencies, you saw the police there, you saw DHB become involved, as well as Ōrangi Tamariki, and the only part of the system that was supporting the young mum and her whānau was those Māori midwives. You even saw how the system would turn on them as not being valid and legitimate enough to be able to know what's right for that pēpē, for the māma and for her whānau. So, you know, this insidious practice of colonisation is a very complex but incredibly powerful machinery. Hands of Our Tamariki, we started that 3 years ago. And I think that prior to that you had Te Pū o Te Atatū, John Langehau and his team, their review of the Department of Social Welfare. So the practices that have not changed. And we don't want to get into this space where and the Minister of Ōranga Tamariki said, well, we've only been here for 2 years. Actually, the ministry has been here for nearly 200 years, and the practice has not changed. It has got worse. When you control our tamariki, you control the people. That's basically what that power and control stuff looks like. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what's happening. And Māori, our people are saying, no, not one more tamariki. She'll be uplifted by the state. So we're standing up. I think there is, you know, he whawhai kei te haere there, and there are many ways to have that battle. But we are united, I think, across this nation as Māori to say, not one more. Not one more tamariki shall be uplifted by the state. We can take care of our own tamariki. Mātua whāngai in its day was a perfect example of that. And to me, this is timely. This movement is appropriate. That we have our own review is also appropriate, but I think it's also important to say, well, what shall we do in the future? For me, the future looks like a Māori agency that cares for all whānau tamariki Māori, not the state.
You've already sort of talked about this, but I did want to ask, how much is this an issue of misuse of power, or how much is it a continuation of colonisation and therefore quite deliberate?
I think it's the latter. It's a deliberate use of power. It's a deliberate use of power. And I think that people are coming to terms with that colonisation is not a historical thing. Colonisation and that mechanism is a daily. It's still here. It still keeps us in, you know, in that master-slave relationship with the state. And I think that's a good thing. When people understand what the history of the state is, and the history of being invaded by the British, having the treaty signed, you understand how our whānau have come to where they are in this current time. It's not by mismanagement, it's actually by the design of colonisation. So it is absolutely deliberate.
And there's about 3 or 4 inquiries happening now. Those inquiries are going to be into the actions of the ministry itself, that sort of thing. But how do we ensure that something comes of those inquiries? Because, like you said, I mean, John Dangiho's report, that was in the 80s, right? So we've had the research, we've had the information that this is not working for so long. So in terms of this hui, the whānau ora hui happened, and there is going to be another one hosted by the Kingitanga, right? Can we expect that there will be some changes?
From those mainstream inquiries, well, they, you know, the last inquiry that was undertaken was in 2015 or 2016 by the Commissioner for Children, and it's a state inquiry. So what is the state going to do about that? You know, so they're kind of, to me, it's like read your previous review, stop wasting our money, invest the money in supporting whānau ora to develop a very sound structure to take over the role of caring for our own tamariki. The inquiries are going to show, are not going to show anything new. They're going to be the same outcomes that they've seen before, but they're state driven. So as I was in 2015 and now 2019, I have no faith in those inquiries that are state driven. Absolutely none. They haven't changed the practice at all. They haven't considered that Māori agencies should be responsible for tamariki Māori. They're not willing to share power, and they're certainly not willing to share resources at this point. The state would prefer to see us as providers and come into the regime of the criteria that OT sets, rather than us setting our own pathway, our own goals in terms of how we as a nation, nations of iwi, determine what is good for our tamariki.
So at the end of this month, Hands Off Our Tamariki are presenting a petition to Parliament, is that correct?
We're presenting our letter, yes. We're having a protest rally on the 30th of July down in Wellington, starting at the railway station at 10 o'clock, walking to Parliament and presenting our letter, and to date there's 15,000 plus signatories, really calling for absolute stop, an absolute halt to the ministry to hand over our tamariki, to stop uplifting them, stop caring for them, stop taking them out of their whānau, and hand them over to Māori organisations, and hand the resources over so that we can determine how we look after our own tamariki.
Anything else you wanted to add, Wa?
I want to say to everybody that this movement is a revolution. We want our tamariki back. We don't want the state to uplift them. We don't want them in state care. They are being abused in state care. And in some cases under the legislation, they are being taken offshore and we cannot find them. So, you know, there's some serious, serious stuff happening while our tamariki are in the care of the state.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.